God desires the salvation of every soul, even those who mock his church. Today's story reveals how a fierce atheist received an unexpected second chance from heaven. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And a heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata by José María Zavala. It tells the extraordinary conversion of Dr. Francesco Riccardi, a militant atheist who dedicated years to attacking the faith and even Padre Pio himself. Listen to this. The doctor, a practicing physician, lived in San Giovanni Rotondo near the convent, which he mockingly referred to as the factory of charlatans. He often gathered influential townspeople and stirred them up in fierce anti-religious debates. Waving scientific arguments, he attacked the friars so relentlessly that he managed to create a strong resistance against Padre Pio. However, little did Dr. Riccardi know that his life was about to be turned upside down. You see, he fell terribly ill and was soon diagnosed with late-stage stomach cancer. It was too late for surgery, and his colleagues were certain he would soon die. News of his illness spread quickly through San Giovanni, and before long, the whole town knew. Now, you might assume from what was said that the doctor was disliked, but the opposite was true. Despite his anti-religious zeal, Dr. Riccardi was deeply loved for his great generosity, often treating the poor free of charge. In fact, the community cared for him so much that people gathered in the winter streets outside his home, kneeling on the cold ground to pray for his conversion before death. They weren't praying for a physical miracle, but for the salvation of his soul. Even his relatives were gravely concerned. They asked the parish priest, Don Giuseppe Principe, to visit him. Don Giuseppe gathered his courage and went, hoping to administer the last sacraments to the dying atheist. But when he entered, Riccardi shouted, "Leave me alone." He even hurled a slipper at the priest. "I don't want a priest. Only Padre Pio could confess me. But I have insulted him too much. And besides, he cannot leave the convent. I will die as I lived." Upon hearing these words, the doctor's nephew, Dr. Angelo Merla, and the mayor of San Giovanni rushed to the convent together. Dr. Merla, a former atheist himself, begged Padre Pio to come see his dying uncle. But Riccardi was right. Padre Pio was forbidden to leave the convent. He explained that he was under strict orders from the Vatican and was not permitted to leave. However, the superior of the convent, Father Raffaele, stepped in. He felt a sudden conviction that it was God's will for Padre Pio to go. He encouraged them to leave at once for the dying man's house. In their haste, they even forgot the holy oils and communion. As they walked, people in the streets recognized Padre Pio and began to follow, praying for the doctor's conversion. As soon as Padre Pio entered their room, he extended his arms in a warm embrace, greeting the dying atheist with a radiant smile. Dr. Riccardi gazed at him in astonishment, and then his face lit up with a newfound realization. "Forgive me, Padre," he whispered. With a compassionate heart, Padre Pio heard his confession and granted him absolution. On his way out, Padre Pio said, "Goodbye, Doctor. I'll see you at the Capuchins." The following morning, preparations were underway for what everyone assumed would be the doctor's funeral. But, to everyone's amazement, the news spread like wildfire. Dr. Riccardi was alive and recovering. Within 3 days, Riccardi was completely healed. His cancer was gone. His skin was renewed. The doctors could hardly believe what they were seeing. Dr. Riccardi resumed his medical practice, helping those most in need, and became a devout Catholic, defending Padre Pio at every opportunity. He lived for another 4 years and died in June 1932 at the age of 71. And with that, our story concludes. In this remarkable story, we see not only a miraculous healing of the body, but also the greater miracle, a soul reconciled with God. Illness became the turning point of grace. It's a reminder that what may seem like a tragedy can become the very moment when heaven breaks through. As Padre Pio once said, "Blessed is the crisis that made you grow, the fall that made you gaze up to heaven, the problem that made you look for God." Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.